Support for this podcast and the following message come from the United States Postal Service. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage service. Learn how to gain a competitive edge at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden now has a powerful Democratic endorsement for his re-election campaign from members of the Kennedy family. NPR's Elena Moore reports it's a blow to their family member, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is running as a third-party candidate.
At a campaign event in Philadelphia, the Kennedy family formally linked their powerful name to Biden's campaign.
We want to make crystal clear our feeling that the best way forward for America is to re-elect Joe Biden.
That's Carrie Kennedy, one of RFK Jr.'s sisters who was there with the president and several of her other siblings. There was no direct mention of RFK Jr. during the remarks. And though his chances of winning this fall are very slim, he has the potential to take away votes from Biden. In a statement before the event, RFK Jr. acknowledged that regardless of political disagreements, his family is, quote, united in love for each other. Elena Moore, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump was back in court today for his unprecedented criminal trial in New York. Prosecutors are seeking to hold Trump in contempt over a series of social media posts this week. The judge overseeing the hush money payment case also removed two seated jurors. One says her anonymity had been compromised. The other was dismissed after prosecutors raised concerns he may not have been honest about a previous brush with the law. The Justice Department is launching task forces in seven U.S. cities to address carjackings. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports it's part of a broader strategy to reduce violent crime.
Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says prosecutors, FBI agents, and analysts can work together to crunch data and share intelligence about car theft. The new task forces will operate in Oregon, Texas, Alabama, California, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Washington State. They build on work that's already led to a significant reduction in carjackings in Chicago, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. Authorities say the task forces will look at ways to drive up sentences for adults who use juveniles to carry out the crimes. They say federal grant money will be available for state and local government programs designed to help divert young people away from crime. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Potential home buyers in the U.S. are finding the cost of borrowing is more expensive this week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average long-term fixed rate on a 30-year loan has surpassed 7% for the first time this year. The 15-year fixed rate mortgage is up to 6.39%. The Dow has closed up 22 points to end the day at 37,775. It's NPR News. A doctor's group is recommending more frequent screenings for syphilis during pregnancy in light of a surge in U.S. cases among newborns. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists released new guidance for doctors today. It recommends 3 blood tests to screen for the sexually transmitted infection at the first prenatal visit, during the third trimester, and at birth. Earlier this year, the CDC said that in 2022, more than 3,700 babies were born with congenital syphilis, the highest level in decades. More than 30 writers have turned down award nominations from a prominent free speech organization. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports the writers say Pen America has not done enough to support Palestinian authors and journalists.
A third of the writers and translators nominated for Pen America's literary awards have withdrawn. And nearly all of the authors nominated for its most prestigious award have announced they no longer wish to be considered. The translator who founded Penn's World Voices Festival also withdrew. That festival in May is also being boycotted by authors critical of what they call Penn's insufficient advocacy for writers in the West Bank and Gaza who have been imprisoned, killed, or threatened by Israeli forces. The Pen America Literary Awards are in less than 2 weeks. In a statement to NPR, the organization said the answer to the war's wrenching dilemmas does not lie in less honoring of writers. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The Nasdaq closed down 81 points. S&P was off 11. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.